This is Duchess Willow of Ebony FemdomPhoneSex.com. The following story was inspired by a hentai flick I saw way back in the days of file sharing. It was a futanari fantasy involving growth, specifically in the nether region. I hope you enjoy it. Willow was about to have a very big problem. It had been 27 days since the government first issued mandatory lockdown, and all citizens were ordered to stay inside unless they needed to leave the house for supplies or emergency services. So Willow remained home, and while imprisoned in her own apartment, found creative ways to entertain herself. There had been whispers online that the virus had spread from Asia, had been a man-made plague designed to wipe out half the Earth's population. But the virus was accidentally leaked before its design had been completed, and as it spread, the rumors spoke of some very nasty and unusual side effects. Duchess suspected that much that was shown on the news was propaganda and hype, designed to distract the public. They could censor the news, but they could not censor the deep web. And that's where the forums were abuzz of people witnessing bizarre occurrences before the government made everyone stay indoors using force if required. That didn't stop those who had access from reporting what they had seen in Asia. Willow was skeptical of such fantastical claims, even though she did not doubt that world governments were hiding something. Head resting on a bath pillow, she closed her eyes and drifted off into a dream, a very erotically stimulating fantasy that, even as she drifted, left her aching for much more than what was currently available through social distancing. Lifting a hand to caress her full breasts and lightly pinch a hardened, wet nipple, she turned her head and sighed as her other hand drifted further south. As her hand slipped between her thighs, fingers rubbing slowly to relieve the ache, her clit began to swell. Pleasurable swelling that grew more intense the more she played. Duchess groaned and spread her legs wider. At first oblivious to what was happening and only focused on the pleasure. The more she rubbed, the more her bud swelled until it had grown in length and thickness. Willow's eyes fluttered open, realizing something was very wrong, yet still dazed and disoriented by arousal. She sat up and then lifted herself to the edge of the tub. What the? Looking down, she saw that her clit had enlarged to the size of a small penis and was not done growing. Out of curiosity, she stroked it again, and when she did, her legs shot right out in front of her, sliding back into the tub, bumping her head and splashing water everywhere. When Willow came to several minutes later, her clit had doubled in size. The shock of the orgasm her stroking had induced had knocked her out cold. She sat up cautiously and reached down to find her clit was no longer a clit. It was a full-sized 9-inch dick. Duchess couldn't believe her eyes. The rumors of the mutations had been true. She wondered what other kinds of experiments they had been doing in Asia before the virus leaked. And she also wondered if the results were permanent. Wrapping her hand around her new toy, she stroked her soapy snake with some amusement. Oh, she moaned. as she began jerking off for the first time in her life. "So this is what it feels like, or maybe better." Her new dick still had the functionality of a clitoris, and after two more orgasms, she found she was still horny for more. Gripping the side of the tub, she worked feverishly toward her next climax when a knock at the door brought her back to reality. "Hey, Willow, it's Deidre. Just checking up on you. I brought you some dinner." Suddenly a wicked thought came to Duchess. Willow wondered how her neighbor would react to her new dick, and if this condition was contagious. "Just a moment, Deidre. I was in the tub. Let me throw something on." She grinned devilishly at the mere thought of surprising her friend with a big futanari dick. "Would you like to know what happens when Duchess answers the door? Does Duchess Willow end up giving her neighbor the pipe? Just what is going on with all these government experiments? We can continue the futanari fantasy in session. The Ebony Femdom loves roleplay, and if you're a hentai fan with a vivid imagination who likes ebony shemale fantasies, I am certain we can create a steamy scene together. Just call it my personal spin on social distancing and the coronavirus. I am currently running a social distancing phone sex special. You purchase 30 minutes with me and get 10 minutes extra on the house for a total of 40 or more. You may do your session over the phone, on Skype, on Discord, or on Second Life Virtual. The contact info is on my blog, ebonyfemdomphonesex.com. I do understand that some of you would like to call but are limited with privacy. If you have a mobile phone and Skype or Discord, you are welcome to do your session via sexy texting. If you are able to call, dial 1-800-601-6975 to be connected. Ask for Duchess Willow. If you are interested in custom adult audio, you can purchase a custom clip at our erotic audio site. All of this information is on my blog. Just follow the links. I hope you are all safe and well, and that you enjoyed the tease enough to continue it with me. Until then, be well.